Kansas City, Missouri.
From Kansas City. So you started at home, and now you're heading the other way.
Yeah, or else I wouldn't have done it anyway logistically. We're trying to figure it out.
How's it been so far?
You know, it's tiring. Holy cow. We never realized how much rowing that you have to do, paddling it. And, you know, the fatigue kind of sets in because, you know, you can't sleep as well in the cold and the heat. And it's not bad. I mean, once you kind of take in the ambiance and you get to meet some neat people, it's kind of neat.
Are you flying solo? You got a partner?
I'm doing the tandem canoe.
Okay.
And, we call it the lead sled. It's just good. We're the last place guy every time. It's just so, let's say we had to find a canoe on eBay and had to scramble. We kind of did this on a beer bet. And we're going to win. We're going to finish. That's what matters.
You are going to finish.
Yeah, the first two checkpoints were really tight as far as the deadlines. And you really had to keep moving. But after that, they kind of settled down. So now it's more just keep moving at this point.
Do you feel optimistic now that you're sort of halfway?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when we saw the halfway marker, we said, it's all downhill from here.
What's your favorite part?
Definitely be the finish line. We've got champagne and beer waiting right there. But it's a part that I've never seen before. I've lived in Kansas City or Missouri all my life. And going down to Missouri, it's absolutely gorgeous. Seeing the wildlife and the scenery, it's absolutely beautiful. That's what I do like about it.
You going to do it again next year?
No. No way.
One and only.
That's it. Yeah, it's my bucket list.
So this is just purely for personal satisfaction, no special causes?
We there's six of us from my church who said, hey, let's do it, and we'll see what happens. So
there's six of you.
Yeah, there's three canoes that we're all doing it on.